This is Rabbi Haber, and we're up to the 7th chapter, Perek Zayin, in Tehillim, in Psalms. If you'd like to receive this on WhatsApp or by email, just let me know. I'll be happy to share with you. The 7th chapter, Perek Zayin, starts off, Shigayon LeDavid. This is a Shigayon for David HaMelech. Shigayon. What's a Shigayon? So Shigayon might be a type of musical instrument. Shigayon, we know, sounds like Meshuggah. And it probably was more of a wild type of instrument and more of a wild type of poetry. But shigayon also comes from the word shigaga. And shigaga means a mistake, something that was done wrong by mistake. And that's how Chazal interpret this perek, this chapter of Tehillim. And just by way of introduction, there's a verse later on in the chapter. It says, Kel zoem v'chol yom. It says, Hashem gets angry every day. And it's something that's surprising to hear about Hashem, and obviously it's only said this way to help us understand it. God is above anger and above calm. But the basic idea is that there are things in this world that are absolutely wrong. There are things that people do that are absolutely wrong, and they cause Hashem to anger, as it were. But instead of Hashem getting angry and destroying the world, chas v'shalom, we say Hashem has one moment of anger every single day. Kel zoim b'chol yom. Hashem gets angry for one moment every day, but then the rest of the day he looks at us with his mercy and looks at us in the full and total picture. When Bilam was trying to curse the Jewish people, so that was what he did. He found that one moment when Hashem was angry, and that's when he was going to curse us, and then Hashem said, I'm not going to get angry on those days. And so Bilam was foiled. That's why he said, Ma ezoim lezoam kel, right? How can I get angry if Hashem didn't get angry? So David HaMelech was ready for retirement, and at the end of his career, at the end of his military career, he sang a song. And he said, "Vaydaber David has divrei Ashira azos." He sang a song. He said, "Hashem tzali umtzudasi umfeltili." Hashem has helped me and rescued me from all of my enemies. And Hashem came to him. It's a Gemara in Chelik. And Hashem said, "You know, it's true that you were rescued from all your enemies, but this is not something to sing about. You left a path of destruction in your wake. Look what happened to Shaul. Look what happened to his son Yonasan. They were killed." Look what happened to their family, basically decimated. Look what happened to Nov, the city of the Kohanim. They were all killed out, massacred, because you hid there. Look what happened to Doeg, that he was punished because he didn't treat you properly and he was a traitor. So you can't sing about this because you left a path of destruction in your wake. Now you might say that wasn't David HaMelech's fault. He was just running away. It was all defensive wars. He was just trying to save his own life. But he cut corners. Specifically when he was in the cave with Shaul, King Shaul, and he could have just let Shaul leave safely, but he took a moment to cut the corner of Shaul's cloak. Now we all know he did that to show that he was close to Shaul, and he hadn't bothered him. On the other hand, that was where he took an active role in harming Shaul in as little of a way as possible. So Hashem said it might be a shigayon, it might be a shkaga, but the fact is when you look back at your career, you weren't totally successful because you left the path of destruction in your wake. And he says to David HaMelech, remember, David HaMelech on his level, King David on his level, he says to him, he says, look, you have a choice. He says, either you can die, you'll be killed, or your children will not have, you won't have a legacy. Your children won't be kings. So he said, well, I want my children to be okay, so I'll sacrifice myself. And sure enough, a little while later, David HaMelech was traveling, and he came across Yishbi ben Nov. Now, Yishbi ben Nov was a brother of Goliath. They were both descendants of Orpah, who was David HaMelech's great aunt. So they were actually cousins. And Yishbi ben Nov was a brother of Goliath. Now, you'll remember that David HaMelech's military career began when he killed Goliath. And now Yishbi ben Nov is very, very upset about this. And Yishbi ben Nov meets David, and he says, okay, here's my chance. Here's where I'm going to avenge the death of my brother. And David HaMelech, the Gemara tells us, thought this was a good idea. It's a bookend. In other words, yes, I started off my path of destruction, so to speak, by killing Goliath, and now Hashem said that I'm going to have to die. So you know what? Yishbi ben Nov is going to kill me. And sure enough, Yishbi ben Nov attacked David HaMelech, and he was winning, and David HaMelech was going to die. Miraculously, David HaMelech's general, King David's general Avishai ben Tzruya, heard about this. He came in really, really quickly. He was able to come in. He was able to subdue Yishbi Benov, save David HaMelech's life, save King David's life. And King David turned to Avishai ben Tzruya and said, "What are you doing? You just destroyed my legacy. I was given a choice, either my life or my legacy. I decided to give up my life so that my children would be able to be successful." And Avishai said, "We don't care if your children spend their lives selling cucumbers. You are the Ner Yisrael, you're the light of the Jewish people, and we need you. We have to have you. It's something very important for us to have." And that's what happened. David HaMelech survived. David HaMelech was the Ner Yisrael. He was the light of the Jewish people. And the truth is, we say every week in the Haftarah, we say, Shelo yich ben neiro lo'olam vo'ed, that candle will ever go out, because the truth is that he did, whether he repented or whether he was able to get past it, his children did have an amazing legacy as long as they kept the ways of Hashem. And Amirat Hashem Mashiach will still come from David HaMelech. So David HaMelech, King David, was able to stay alive, and his legacy was able to go on. But we did hear about that Kel Zoem B'Hochol Yom, that moment of anger, that even though everything David HaMelech did was great and amazing, but he had left a path of destruction in his path. Which brings us to Psalm 7, and this is David HaMelech's true retirement psalm. In the first one, he retired by saying, "Thank you, Hashem, for all the greatness you did for me." But Hashem said, that doesn't cover everything, because you left destruction too. So now David HaMelech says, okay, I'm going to retire. And just to go through this quickly, it says, Shigayon leDavid, a Shigayon for David, a Shishar leHashem, that he sang to Hashem, was still a song, Adivrei Chush ben Yamini, Ba'Kush ben Yamini, about Shaul, and the after effects of his feud with Shaul. It says, Hashem Elokai, Hashem, at the end of the day, B'choch Chasisi, I'm depending on you. Hoshiyeni mipi kol roidfai, V'hatzi ileini. He says two things. He says, save me from everybody who is chasing after me, V'hatzi ileini, and grant me salvation. So why is he saying to save him twice? So the Medrash says, he was saying, save me from them, don't let them hurt me, but also Hatzileni, help me not hurt them. I don't want to leave a path of destruction behind me. Ben Yitroif Ka'arye Nashi, Parek Vein Matze, I'm afraid I'm going to be trampled like a lion. He says, Hashem Elokai Masisi Zois, if I've done anything like that, Im Yesh Avo B'chapoy, if I have some iniquity, if I've done something wrong, in Gemalti Shomi Ra, if I've treated people wrongly, B'chatzatzari, Rakam, and I've been mean to people. I've destroyed people for no reason. Yiradef oyev nafshi v'yasig v'yirmas loretz chaya yichvodi l'ofar yashkin tzal Hashem. Give me what I deserve, which is what we talked about. That was that discussion he had with Hashem in Gemara and Chelek. But he says, what if I didn't? He says, Kuma Hashem ba'pecha. He says, Hashem, please rise in your anger. If I can't be leaving a path of destruction in my way, Hashem, you please take care of me and you please get rid of my enemies. And if there are nations that are surrounding Hashem, so to speak, Hashem, you go back to where you sit up in heaven and you judge them. Hashem yodin amim, shofteini Hashem kitzid ki yichsumi la, judge me because I'm just sitting and doing nothing, and judge me according to my tzidkos, according to my righteousness, but judge them according to what they're doing wrong. Again, I don't want to be leaving the path of destruction, so Hashem, you take care of me. Yigmar no yeshorim yischoinin tzadik uvechen libu tzachloi tzadikim tzadik. He said, Hashem, you can look and see who's right and who's wrong, and you take care of it. Magini al lakim, Hashem's going to protect you. Moshiach yisraelev, you're the one who saves those who are straight. Elokim shofet tzadik, Hashem judges the tzadik, v'kel zoem b'chol yom, and Hashem has a moment of anger every day. Im lo yashuv, and if the person, the bad person, doesn't retract his evil, charbo yutosh kashto dorech v'chanel, he's going to be sharpening his sword and preparing his arrow, but what's going to happen? V'lo hechin klimoves chitzim ladok emifol, he's prepared all the ammunition, it's just going to go on himself. In other words, David HaMelech won't have to do anything, the enemies will trip on their own swords. Hine chabel oven, v'ra omel, v'yolad shokar, the results of everything that they do are going to be destruction, borakara v'yach bereu, they're going to dig pits, v'yipol v'shachas yifol, and they're going to fall into their own traps, their own pits. Yoshev amal v'roshay, all their hard work is going to come back on their heads, v'akad kodoy chamasa yerin, and all their stealing and all their dishonesty is going to come back on them. And at the end, David HaMelech says, oida Hashem kitzidkoy, I'll praise Hashem because of his righteousness. Hashem is righteous. Hashem gives me so much blessing. But at the same time, Hashem said, you left destruction. And David HaMelech said, I recognize that maybe there was a little bit there that I could do a little tshuva for. And I'm going to say the shigayon, talk about the shkaga that I've done. But ultimately, David HaMelech says, Azamra Shem Hashem Elyon, I'm going to sing to the name of Hashem because I need to keep on surviving. And like Avishai told him, I'm the Ner Yisrael, I'm the candle of the Jewish people. And as long as I can stay here, and as long as I can be the leader, and as long as I'm able to help and inspire the Jewish people, I'll do so. And with Hashem's help, my children will continue to have a legacy, and I can get past the shigayon, any type of destruction that tainted my legacy. Everyone be well and have a good day.